large and eager to hear audience. This afternoon is hot. Beach is tempting. Thank you for being here. We are here today for a talk given by our recent lecturer in political science, Dr. Carlos Mateo Valmeli, who is sitting right there now, drinking some water, not drinking, but pouring some water. And we are honored to have, finally, a politician among us in the political science department. We usually have people that talk about politics or know about politics, study politics, enjoy reading about politics, but we very few times have politicians. And we have today in the world, I would say, a world full of democracies. We got democracies all over the place. We were wishing to have a lot. Now we have a lot, and we don't know how to study or how to understand them. We have some democracies that are limping. I call them limping democracies. They are walking in the right direction, but they can't stand really firmly in two legs. There are other democracies that are dysfunctional democracies. They come from dysfunctional families, and therefore they are dysfunctional themselves. They come from a background of dictatorship or authoritarianism, and therefore these democracies are also problematic. We have emerging democracy. We have old democracies. We have middle-aged democracies. We have all the different democracies that you like to have, and Latin America especially has all of them. Latin America, in that sense, is a great laboratory for this thing called democracy. To be in Latin America in this particular moment in time is difficult, but I think to be a politician is even more difficult. If you are a politician in one of these democracies, probably you are blamed for everything under the sun. Probably you are kind of the lowest species in the human race. At the same time, you're asked to resolve every single problem there is, and you are pressured to give a solution to things that no one has been able to resolve before. So it's not an easy job. Today, we are honored to have someone who has done a brilliant career in a breathtaking, I would say, rapid span of time. He has gone from militant youth in his native country, Paraguay, to become, a few years ago, the president of the Senate of the Paraguayan Republic. He has also indicated to me that he's proud to be a politician and that should today be sure to introduce him as such, so I'm doing that. But Carlos Mateo Valmeli is also more than a politician. He is also a lawyer, and he also has a PhD from a German university. He has written several books on Latin America. I learned a lot for all these books, and therefore is a weird and strange but welcoming combination of a politician and a scholar. I need to say, the last thing I need to say is that Carlos now is this wonderful president of the Senate of Paraguay, and the next step from that will be the presidency of the country, and I hope that he runs, and I hope that we can have probably a region lecturer at some point in time that we can call the president of this new emerging democracy. With my honor, Carlos, por favor.
Take that. Okay.